I don't know how, you know, I don't know if you noticed or not, but my wife and I weren't here last week. For all of those of you that weren't here, I wasn't here last week. But let me tell you something. I was thinking about this a while ago. Sunday, it doesn't matter where I'm at. Where I'm at on Sunday morning, my heart is here. It is here. I think when 10:30 rolls around, everything that we go through just kind of goes through my mind. And I'm with you in my heart and my mind. I miss you more than I could possibly ever tell you. I love you. I love being with my wife, getting away, but I don't want to get in trouble when I get home. Yeah. Well, I think she feels the same way. We're still in Romans. Thank you, Stephen. You are my son. I really feel that way about him. He's been calling me Pops for a long time, and I've been calling him son. But I feel that way about all you guys. Even John McBee, and he's older than I am. Barely. Yeah. All right. Romans. Okay. We got to get started if we're going to get out of here. All right, chapter 6. We're taking up where John left off. John went through verses 1 through 14 2 weeks ago. And today we'll be reading and looking at, studying verses 15 through 23. So if you turn your Bibles over there, and, well, yeah, sneaky, aren't you? You can put them back up there if you want to. Yeah, there we go. All right, let's read our text. What then? Are we to sin because we are not under law but under grace? By no means. Do you not know that if you present yourselves to anyone as